time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the Cape Ann Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
North Shore Sports Desk, here we go. March is here. Dom Nicastro, what's going on, everybody? We're a weekly show here on MSONewsSports.com. We have great sponsors like the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week program and the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. They keep us going. And we do have a Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week on the air today. We're going to Manchester Essex Girls Basketball for that one. We got more basketball to talk about. Jeff Newhall, coach of St. Mary's Girls Basketball. So a lot of girls basketball today, but Coach Newhall's team is the number one ranked team in Division III, and they got a big game coming up. We'll talk to him about that. They're already 2-0 in the tournament, trying to win another state title. They won it 2 years ago. And then basically, I'll just be gabbing a little bit, catch you up on some tournament highlights and stuff like that. So stay with us. Up next, our first guest is going to be our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
North Shore Sports Desk, Don Nicastro here with our latest Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. We're going to Manchester Essex Girls Basketball and Tess Carpenter. What's going on, Tess?
Not much. How are you?
Good, good. You guys just finished up. In the tournament, you know, ran into a tough team. You never know who you're going to play in the tournament. You can get a team like you never heard of. And you guys end up playing Frontier Regional and lose 51-33. But you did have a nice win over Sturgis Charter School West. And if you tell me where that is, I will be learning something tonight. Where is Sturgis Charter West? Do you even know?
I don't honestly know. I know it's a couple hours away. They definitely had a bus ride. But
a little bit of a trip to Cape Ann. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right, well, let's talk about that because that's the positive. I mean, 59-15 win. You guys were cruising, obviously. So what went well in that game for the Hornets?
Yeah, we definitely had a great game. I think it really started on our defense. Our team this whole year has had a really strong defense. It's definitely where we start off. And that just kind of contributes to, you know, pushing in transition off those steals that we get. Everybody contributed in that game. Towards the end, we had a bunch of our swing players go in, which was great, scoring some baskets as well. So super fun game, everybody contributing.
Yeah, so it's like the offense, your best offense is your defense, it sounds like.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Feeding the frenzy and the press and get turnovers, steals, all that. Were you guys like a full court press type of team, like all game, just chaos?
Yeah, that usually in the beginning of the season, we didn't start off with too much of a press. But I think you know, as the season went on, our coaching staff definitely realized, you know, this is one of our strengths as a team. So like high pressure on the ball to force those turnovers from the other team and kind of get us up the court quicker with those fast breaks definitely was something that really helped us in the season.
Yeah. Yeah. And what was your role in the team? Like when you're contributing at your best, what kind of things are happening out there for you?
For me personally, I do think that I contributed both offensively and defensively. I am more of a 3-point shooter. So that's part of my role on the team, along with, you know, penetrating for layups. I think I am a pretty strong defender as well. One of the people that puts that pressure on the ball to get those turnovers.
Obviously
as a captain, just like being a leader and everything.
Yeah, almost 3 steals a game for Tess Carpenter.
Yes.
That's up there. That is up there. That's like, yeah. So, does that get you into foul trouble a lot on some nights because you're aggressive, you're trying to grab?
There were 2 games I did foul out, but you just got to read the refs, you know, see how it goes. But honestly, the refs did let me play a little bit, you know, you just got to make sure you're not too reachy, not too handsy or anything. But yeah.
Did you foul out in like a couple of tense games where you're like, oh, you know, I really wanted to finish this off?
The 2 games I fouled out in, one was Georgetown game, and Georgetown's one of our like great opponents. So it was a great game, you know, had 2 fouls in, I think, the first quarter. So my coach like sat me the rest of the half, which, you know, sucks, but he got to save me for the end of the game. But honestly, I fouled out at the very end, so not too bad at all. You know, I used the fouls pretty wisely towards the end. And the other game I fouled out in was Amesbury, same thing, just right at the end, nothing crazy, but, you know, used well, so.
Yeah, last week we had Patrick Reardon from Rockport. He was our winner, and I think he might have said Georgetown was the most hostile crowd.
Oh, yeah, they do have a pretty intense student section when you're there.
It's like, what are we going to get when we go to this arena, right? Like, what's going to happen?
Well, also the Georgetown gym is just like so small that it feels like such a big crowd, even just being in there just because of the size of the gym.
Yeah. Like it's one of those when you're doing like an inbounds pass, you feel the dude like behind you, like,
oh yeah, right there.
Close. Yep. So, I mean, those small gyms are good for shooting though. You said you're a 3-point shooter and yes. I used to hate the backgrounds that have a lot of air, like, you know, a lot of space behind the hoop. Yeah. How's Manchester Essex in that good shooting gym, as they say, or is that?
Oh yeah. Well, you know, just being a home court, obviously you get your practice on it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of Georgetown and the Cape Ann League, how was that dynamic this year? Like, you know, who were some of the really, really tough games in the Cape Ann League and how did you guys end up finishing in the league? Like second, third, first?
So our record this year was 9-13, I believe. Our 2 like biggest opponents, I'd say, is definitely Georgetown and also Hamilton Wenham. Our Hamilton Wenham, the first game we played against them, we lost, I think, about like 15 around there. But then second game we played, we won by about 20. So,
wow.
Yeah. So we definitely had like a big comeback that second game, which was really fun. I think that first loss definitely like drove us to do a lot better as well. So
that is so impressive because as we're talking, they have taking on Gardner. In the tournament. So they are, they won a couple just like you, or they won at least one. I'm trying to look at the brackets. Yeah. They beat Amesbury, which is another team in your league, of course. And then they're playing Gardner as we're talking on Tuesday night. So we'll see how they do there. But yeah. That's a tough league, you know, tough league. Pentucket, you know, like how were they this year?
Pentucket's always a great team. Newburyport as well, both of 2 like really strong opponents that we have. Our coach this year definitely did a good job of putting in some like out of league games that were a lot harder for us as well. Some being like Winthrop or Burlington, those 2 we played. But Burlington, especially their Division 2 team, they really helped us. Even like in the rankings, we lost by, I think, like may have even been like 1 point.
Yeah,
1 or 2. It was such a good game. But yeah, they were a really strong team. It really helped us.
Yeah. Cool. So basketball for you. That's it all year round.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you do a lot of off-season stuff too, like traveling league and stuff like that?
Yeah, I used to play club. This year I'm not, just with school and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I played for the Storm club team.
Yeah. And what keeps you busy in school? You know, what kind of sort of academic focus do you see yourself continuing in after high school, possibly? And what kind of keeps you focused in school right now academically?
In school, I really like science. That's like one of my biggest focuses. I think going into college, I want to either study biology or neuroscience. That's kind of some of my main focuses. Yeah, right now I'm taking a chemistry class, which is something that I really like. So we'll see where that takes me.
You better than me. I mean, I chemistry, you know, it was like that first week. I'm like, all right, I'm going to give this a shot. Started talking about the table and I said, I'm out. Just give me the D and let me move on.
Well, sophomore year chemistry, I was my teacher was like, yeah, if any of you want to take AP next year. And I was like, absolutely not, not doing it. But here we are. So
not ready then, but kind of loving it.
Yeah. Guess we're here now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's unbelievable. What kind of function and what part of your brain you have to turn on in a subject like that.
Oh, yeah.
I guess my brain just works better with like just this kind of stuff, like talking to somebody and not having to learn where a chemical goes with it. Don't put that chemical with that because that's going to blow up. And nope.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. I get a little frustrated with it at sometimes. But
yeah. Any clubs or anything like that, you know, in addition to like just going to class, like any academic clubs that keep you busy?
Yeah. Me and my friend are actually, we run a pre-med club after school. It just goes like once a month, maybe once every 2 months. It's nothing crazy, but we like are gonna bring in some speakers. We'll do like suturing kits and stuff. So yeah, it's just for like anyone that wants to come and do something after school, learn a little bit more about like pre-med track if that's what they're interested in.
You did that on your own, like not even a school sanctioned, like did they give you a classroom at least for it? Or
yeah, we have a classroom and a teacher that helps us out.
Okay.
But yeah, I was in it when I was a sophomore and junior as well. And we kind of just took over for our senior year. So,
yeah. Like, give me a recent example of what you guys did in that club.
Suturing kits. So yeah, we did, we looked up like YouTube videos. We got like funding to get the kits and we just kind of learned how to, you know, like stitch and teach the other kids how to do it. So,
but what did you suture? Like what were you using to do it?
They're like, I don't even know how to describe it. They're just like, we bought kits. I don't even know where they were from, but it's honestly, it's kind of just like making bracelets, like the way that you do it.
Oh, okay. It's not like a fake arm or something.
No, nothing crazy. Okay. Just like the knots and the motions of how you would do it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Like pull it up, go in or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, that is interesting. Cool. And that's a heck of a club that keeps you busy and interested in that. And, you know, like what way down the road, but like, what do you see yourself like maybe doing as a career? Like your career, your interests can go many different directions. Is there a specific like road you might take?
Honestly, not like 100% sure right now. I am very interested in like neuroscience and like the psychological aspect of the brain, I guess. I think something I kind of want to do is like research about that, maybe something with like Alzheimer's or like how the brain works in that way. But I mean, again, I have so many different interests in science that I'm not 100% sure which way I want to take it right now.
Yeah, it's just going to happen. Is that now, was that totally a thing on your own or was there like family members who are in that field as well?
Junior year, I ended up taking a biology and a psychology course, and they were like my two favorite ones, and kind of just like combining those, I kind of found this passion. I've also had people in my life that have had Alzheimer's that have like struggled with that. So it's just kind of something that, you know, I thought researching would be kind of interesting and seeing if I could, you know, help or do something with that along the road.
Same. It's like, we had an uncle, my wife's uncle, but he, you know, in the beginning it was like, oh, this, you sure he has this? He seems with it. He seems fine. Mm-hmm. You know, and then the deterioration is fast.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Exactly. And that was stunning. That was shocking. And we were like, wow, that happened fast. Before it was like, almost cute in some ways. Like, oh no, Uncle Tommy, you don't put your boots on right after the shower. Ha ha ha. And you know, that kind of thing. And then it happens, you know, fast and tedious.
Yes.
So yeah. Well, as Tess, thank you. Cause it's good to know that people want to address that and help people and their families. That's great. How do you keep busy like now? Cause season's over, senior year. What happens next, like spring? What does it look like for you?
Honestly, just going to be focusing a little bit more on school. I think right now, obviously basketball season is crazy, trying to balance all of that. So it's good to just take a little bit of time, I think. But yeah, probably just trying to relax a little bit more, focus on school, see what else comes.
Yeah. Does the senior year at this time, like March, April, May, those 3 months, that's your last of your career. Does it get easier sort of, or is it like hard finals you have to study for, or does it kind of wind down?
No, definitely winds down. Definitely.
Nice. You're just kind of cruising along, you know.
Oh yes.
All right, all the hard part is already done. Mm-hmm. College wise, are you thinking about you decided, not undecided?
Undecided so far, still waiting for some to come in. Yeah.
Okay. All right. You hoping for one in particular or area?
I don't have a top school, which I'm actually okay with. So
yeah,
no like big letdown or anything like that. But yeah, just waiting for a couple to come back and we'll see what happens.
Are the choices all over the country or just New England focused?
Mostly around here, not too far, but.
Okay. So like drive home kind of thing.
Yes.
We guess. Most of them. Okay. And speaking of home, any other athletes in the family that we should know about? Any sisters, brothers, parents?
Oh, no. My family is very musical, not very athletically oriented.
Say musical?
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have two sisters. Both do plays and, you know, sing and stuff. So.
Okay. Are they around your age and still in high school or out of high school?
One is a freshman this year in high school, and then the other one is a sophomore in college.
Okay. Cool. And so the theatrics and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, cool. Awesome. So last question. Not last question. I forgot to ask, you said you were a captain. That's super cool. Who were the other captains and sort of give me something that a captain does. I know you're supposed to be second coaches, you know, help the younger girls out, that kind of thing. But give me something that you guys have actually were proud of that you did for the team, like whether it was a consistent thing week to week or like one moment even. That you can recall about being a captain.
Yeah. So I was co-captains with Lily Oliver. She's a junior, along with Ella Arnson and Isabel Donnellan Delade. They're both seniors.
Isabel, get her on the show, I think. Yeah.
Isabel, yes. Yeah. I think, obviously, you know, just like the things you said, but also we had a lot of like team dinners and team bonding outside of practice and outside of games, which I think definitely like that organizing all of those really helped like build our team, make it a lot stronger. So we had that connection on and off the court, which I think was really great. And honestly, just like making sure that everyone felt confident enough to be able to like be an offensive threat, be able to shoot, be able to penetrate, all of those things. Cause I know when I was a lot younger on the team, I was definitely a little bit nervous, like kind of felt like, oh no, you know, I gotta pass the ball. Can't be that much of a threat. And I think our goal this year was really just have everyone feel like they could contribute.
That's amazing. And the team dinners, was that like houses or restaurants or both?
Both.
Then. Yeah. Who hosted most of those?
It was pretty spread out. We had a lot of the captains would host. Then we'd also go to just local restaurants downtown, which was super fun.
Yeah. And when you do host something, does the captain's parents cook or do the captains cook?
Usually the parents. It's usually right after practice. So we come home and we have a nice dinner.
Carb loading usually, right, to get.
Oh, yeah. We got the pasta, the chicken, all that.
Yeah. Well, the carb suits like a big group. Like it's hard to make like a whole bunch of like steak.
Yeah. It's a lot easier. Just make a thing of pasta sauce. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And lastly, like summer wise, what do you do for fun? How are you going to put some money in your pocket for college?
Oh, yeah. I work at a cafe downtown called The Laughing Gull. I've been there for about 4 years now, I think. So steady job. But yeah, I love it.
There's other Manchester Essex athletes that work there, correct?
Yes, there's a couple people in that grade as well.
Yes. Name them, because I might have had them on here.
I think Milo Zeltzer you had on here.
That's right.
There.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, there's a couple.
All right. Is that how you did homework? Did you ask people who were also on the show, like, hey, what kind of, how does this work? Like that kind of?
Yeah, I talked to Isabel because okay. when I looked, I was just kind of looking through to see who was on it. And I saw her. Oh, yeah. So.
Yeah, cool. Good stuff doing your homework. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Tess Carpenter, thank you so much. Congrats on a successful career. Absolutely. And like I told you offline, we are in the running now. Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. So good luck on that.
Thank you.
And great catching up. And best of luck the rest of your senior year. I know you're going to coast through and get that diploma and do good things.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
All right. Have a good night. We'll talk soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
Bye.
I'm Mary Ann Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
What's your sports desk? Don McCastro here with our latest guest. It's going to be Jeff Newhall, coach, St. Mary's girls basketball team, and athletic director there. Busy guy this time of year. Jeff, what's going on?
Not much, Tom. How are you?
Good, thank you. All right, so the win over Newburyport put you guys into Elite Eight territory, correct?
Correct, yep.
All right, what's the next bump in the road here coming up for you guys?
Yeah, I thought last night against Newburyport, we haven't been the greatest starters as of late. So we came out really flying and played 32 minutes really well. And we played 13 players and they all made really good contributions to the game. So I just thought it was overall it was a great night for us last night. So, we celebrated that, but we're back to work today. And, we were awaiting the winner of a game tonight. So East Bridgewater is playing Norton. And we'll play them at home. If we can't host it in our gym, then we'll play it in one of the other gyms here in the city of Lynn. So that's going to be an advantage for us.
Yeah, so that's cool. They do home games right through the Elite Eight?
Yes, yep.
Oh, awesome. All right. And Jeff, tell me the makeup of the team, in terms of grades and stuff. You heavy in one grade in particular, like a lot of seniors versus a lot of underclassmen?
No, I mean, if we're heavy in anything, it's going to be our underclassmen. We have seven of our 13 are in eighth or ninth grade.
Wow.
So we're kind of young there, but we have two senior starters. Reese Metella is our center. She's been starting for 4 years. And Juliana Conti's in her first year starting. But they've been, you know, great all year, and they're having tremendous senior seasons. And then we just have Jill Roberts is a junior. She's been starting for 2 years. And here we got a number of other players in between. Bella Rawumi is a sophomore, and, you know, she certainly gets all the media coverage, and rightfully so. She's been over 1,000 points during this season as a sophomore. She's been starting since she was in seventh grade, you know, 18 Division I offers. She's the total package. But, you know, I think you look at, like, last night's game, for someone with that pedigree, I mean, she had 8 points, but, you know, 8 steals, 9 assists, 11 rebounds. So kind of a great team player, but just influences the game in so many other ways. And then Lily Norton's our starting point guard. You know, not a prolific scorer, but really the brains behind the operation at both ends of the floor. So I'm sure I'm missing somebody. Charlie Green last night had a great game, but we've had, this is probably the best depth we've ever had. We go 8 or 9 deep almost every night, and then other nights we can go to 13, and this, you know, they can all play.
Yeah, that's huge. And number one seed, 19-3 coming into the tournament, and a couple more wins get going here in the tournament. You know, how is the team getting its wins? You know, is there a formula, a magic formula that keeps kind of proving to be consistent night after night?
Yeah, I think our depth and rotating kids in and wearing the other team down. You know, we play up tempo, full court pressure defense with trapping. You know, not always you're going to jump out 20-5, but, you know, we have seen in the big games against the real good teams, you know, it eventually starts wearing teams down, and then we start to really take control of the games later in the third and throughout the fourth quarter. You know, it's happened against them. That's how we beat Bishop Feehan, who's the number one team in the state and the defending Division I champs. You know, we just applied pressure. We actually were down 15 at one point. You know, started to chip into it. Then late third and all of the fourth, we come all the way back and won that game by two. So that's kind of been our blueprint, so to speak. You know, some nights it's a little bit different, but that's kind of the idea.
Yeah. And can I ask Jeff Newhall, athletic director, a question now? How are things going otherwise? I mean, obviously the boys have just an incredible year, and they're still going strong.
Yeah, they were the 21-1 in the regular season, and, you know, we're hosting a game against Lynn Classical tonight. Probably one of the most anticipated games in recent memory here in the city of Lynn. I've been here for 47 years, and just doesn't happen that often. I mean, Thanksgiving Day has its own little life, but very rarely do you have two schools in the same city face off against each other in the postseason. So it's going to be crazy atmosphere here tonight. Hopefully we're prepared for it. The game is the least of my problems. It'll be well played, two good coaches. We have great officials, I'm sure. So I'm not worried about that part of it. It's kind of all the other pieces to it. But it's going to be a great night for our students and our student athletes. It's just really what high school sports is all about. You know, playing in a single elimination tournament in a packed house with passionate fans. It should be a great night.
Yeah, Sweet 16. And you know, the Classical now, did they drop down a division, or have there been three in the past few years?
No, yeah, I think this is their second year in three.
Okay.
They came from, they were in one, but then, you know, in the last enrollment cycle, and I don't know how they arrived in three. I don't know if it was with the new equity tool that the MIA used for enrollment, or if they appealed to go down. But either way, we're in the same division, and we're matched up against each other. It should be a really good matchup.
Yeah, rarity. I mean, you know, you might, I wonder, I mean, I'm sure Classical and English have met in the tournament. Then again, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they've met in the tournament recently. Like, when's the last time two Lynn teams met in the MIAA tournament, you know?
I can't remember the last time two Lynn teams would have played each other in basketball. I mean, Classical and English when, you know, when English won those state championships, they were both in Division One, but I don't recall them matching up against each other in the postseason. So, you know, when I was here at St. Mary's, last time we played classical in the state tournament was 1993. My junior year, we played over at the old classical, which I'm actually looking at because I'm outside. So I know that was the last time we played a Lynn team in a playoff game. So it's been quite a while. And, you know, I think our kids and their kids appreciate the moment, and it's going to be, it's going to be heartbreaking for one of the teams, but it's going to be something they remember the rest of their life.
Yeah, I do remember the old classical, Jeff, because I was a 1995 Gloucester graduate, and heading into those, what are those, like, was the old high school had the, like, looked like a library almost, like the pillars out front?
Yeah, it was not a good place to go to play basketball.
Oh, man.
Back then, I think they won a couple of state championships during that time, and... It just wasn't a pleasant experience going there to play basketball.
And then we were also just, we probably lost the game before we stepped in because we were just so intimidated. They were so good. And, you know, Calvin Johnson and like, Echeverria, they were just nasty, nasty. The Scooney Penn rivalry there. That was fun as well.
We converted them because Calvin and Marco sent their kids here. So we converted them into Spartans. It took us a while.
That is a good get. A good get. All right. Well, you're a busy man. You're out and about doing a million things. Jeff, we appreciate you coming on the North Shore Sports Desk. And I got a feeling we'll be catching up in a few weeks. Best of luck.
So thanks a lot, Tom. Appreciate it.
All right. Talk soon.
I'm Mary Ann Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Teddy and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
All right, our guests are in the books. Tess Carpenter, Jeff Newhall, thank you to each of them. I love this time of year, so many great stories. The winter season is the best for tournaments. And, you know, Tess, again, is the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. Which we had on, hey, this guy's so good. AD of St. Mary's, coach, state championships, alum. What a goat. What a goat. He's the goat in many senses of girls basketball on the North Shore. And he has a court name after him just to show it. So thank you again. I just wanted to recap in this segment our guests. And Tess Carpenter in the running. Great kid. Amazing that she does that after school program. I absolutely love that. Getting into the medical arena and the biology and psychology. I just love that we have people that want to do that and help others for a lifetime.
That is really cool. So stay with us. We got one more segment to go. It's going to close things out. Just a little MIAA tournament recap.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
No Sure Sports Desk, we're back at it. Final segment of the show. It's going to go around. Our deadlines are Tuesday nights for the show, so there was a lot of Tuesday night action to get to, but we won't get to it all. Eventually, we will be whittled down to a very select few tournament teams, and we'll be able to cover everything. But as Kyle Gaudette of the Newburyport News said, a stunner on High Street in Newburyport tonight. Number 14 Latin Academy with a 63-62 win over the Clippers. That's a big one. Disappointing finish for Newburyport, number 3 seed and everything, but they lose. They lose to Latin Academy. So great season, but there you go. All right, some other tweets we're going to go around the horn with. Matt Williams, at Matt Williams underscore Salem News, SN should say. Michelle Roach of Peabody Linfield North Reading voted Northeastern Conference or Northeastern Hockey League Coach of the Year, fewest losses, goals allowed. Now 5 of 7 NEHL titles, 138, 59, and 13, 698 winning percentage for that coach. Not bad. At all. Working our way down around the Twitter sphere. Let's see what else is happening North Shore wise, what's hot. We're looking at Stacy of the Salem News, and he reports to us that Hamilton Wyndham battles to tie it late before Gardner ultimately prevails 48-42 in Division 4 second round girls basketball playoff game. Generals finished 15-7, and that's under Mark Cole. Gardner 21-1, 21st straight win, and advances to the Elite Eight. Not bad at all. Marblehead High School is named Allison Carey as his new field hockey coach. That's from Phil Stacy as well. Senior goaltender and captain Leo Burge of the Marblehead Headers has been selected as the Northeast Conference Boys Hockey MVP. And speaking of Marblehead, Champs Marblehead, the number 8 seed, takes on number 1 Nauset. Nauset in the Elite Eight, and that is at Gallo in Bourne on Thursday night at 5 p.m. And you folks may remember that it was last March 2024 that Marblehead beat Nauset in the state championship 1-0. That is going to be electric. Nauset, obviously, they were the number 1 seed last year. Marblehead was 6. They were 18-1-1. And the number 1 seed again. So Nauset is back. The Headers have a tall task. They want to defend. They got to go through Nauset, it looks like. So we'll see what happens there, right? Also in tournament action, Of course, Division III, we talked to Jeff Newhall. We know his team's doing great. So they're awaiting, well, let's see if actually there is a result from that one. I know they were probably going to end up taking on East Bridgewater. Let's see if that happened. Yep, East Bridgewater wins it, and they will play St. Mary's. Jeff was talking about that in our interview. So it's East Bridgewater, 41, Norton, 28, and they'll meet St. Mary's in Lynn. Another home game for the Spartans, Lady Spartans. They will meet on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. And let's see if they have the boys basketball up yet for the Spartans of St. Mary's, who is also a number one seed. They were taking on Lynn Classical. Let's see what happened there. That St. Mary's boys is going to take home a win over Lynn Classical. They're up by 16 after three. So we think that St. Mary's will move on from that heck of a battle, inner city Lynn battle. And St. Mary's will move on to the round of eight, where they'll face Abington. Abington is a winner, 80-68 over Watertown. So, all right, well, let's call it a show, because there's a lot to determine. We're in that, you know, round of 32, Sweet 16 round, where so many games, and things will shake out soon enough. By next week, we will have, you know, pretty close to state finals set up. So we're getting there. Thanks for the Cape Ann Savings Bank. Thanks to Moynihan Lumber, keeping this show going. I love gabbing into the computer about North Shore sports. Haven't left it since pretty much 2000, 25 years. all right. So that's it. Thank you for tuning in. We'll talk soon.